Welcome to Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we continue with Chapter 95, Perek Tzadik He. We have now reached the beautiful chapters that we sing Kabbalah Shabbos in the beautiful introduction to the Maariv service every Friday night. This custom to sing six chapters goes back to the Mekubalim of Tzfas in the 15 and 1600s, and according to Rav Yaakov Emden Sitter, was started by the Ramak, Rav Moshe Kordevora, the brother-in-law of Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, the composer of Lachadodi. So it begins in Tzfas and spreads throughout Eretz Israel, and eventually and finally all around the world, and with a few variations in almost all Kehilos Sfarad and Ashkenaz. Why six, and why these six? Rav Yaakov Emden teaches that we sing six because of the 6 days of the week that receive their potential and life from Shabbos. And Rav Shlomo Tzvi Shik teaches that in the time of the Mishnah, they would blow shofar six times to remind everyone of the imminent arrival of Shabbos, and that this is the reason for saying these prakim. The Aruch HaShulchan explains the minhag in Or HaChaim Siman Reish Mem Beis, that these songs are all about the world of Olam Haba, the world to come, when all will say to one another, let us sing before Hashem. And since Shabbos allows us to experience Me'ein Olam Haba, a tiny drop of Olam Haba, it is appropriate to sing them. And so, this chapter takes us far away from our personal daily challenges and struggles to a world of Kedusha, holiness, a world of Shabbos. Referencing the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu said all of the 11 chapters from Tzadik to Kuf, the last day of his life, this chapter is connected to Yisachar, who did not just study the Torah, he loved it. He rejoiced in the service of Hashem. And this is the theme of our first verse. The Sferno analyzes the chapters in Yecheskel, chapters 36 discussing the ingathering of exiles, 37 messianic times, and 38 the war of Gog and Magog. And he says that these chapters in Tehillim correspond to those in Yecheskel. So this first chapter is all about Kibbutz Galios, the return of the exiles, the first stage of Mashiach, literally coming home. And so, verse 1, Lechu Neranina Lashem, let us go and sing before Hashem, is to be taken literally. Let's go home, Jews, wherever you are, from all over the world, let's go home. Radak understands this chapter as representative of the clarity we will finally have in the times of Mashiach, where we will no longer wonder, is there a God? Does he watch us? Is he with us? We will know Hashem. We will run to serve him. We will know his glory, and that this can happen as long as we let it. Sometimes it's not until the journey is over that we even understand that we have been on one. And certainly our long, long exile. It's so easy for us to get lost in the details, in the murkiness of our day-to-day struggles, and kind of feeling like we're not going anywhere. Rav Hirsch says, David HaMelech begs us otherwise. Rav Hirsch also says that this chapter takes us away from our own personal challenges, but not to Olam Haba. Rather, it is to give us more of a bird's eye view, a kaleidoscopic view of our galus, our exile, so that we can understand why we need to be here and what our mission is. Understanding why we are doing something can make all the difference. Sometimes when we are muddling our way through our lives and kind of putting one foot in front of the other, it can make us feel like our life is a maze and we don't remember anymore where we are trying to get to, and certainly not why. What this parak does for us is lift us up far away from our own situation and remind us why we are all here, and not just here in our lives, but why this huge journey that has spanned millennium? Why galus? In Sefer Yecheskel, chapter 20, verses 35 and 36, Yecheskel gives us this message. V'heivesi eschem el midbar ha'amim. V'nishvatati etchem sham panim al panim. I will bring you into the wilderness of the peoples, and there I will enter into judgment with you face to face. Kasher nishvatati im avosechem b'midbar eretz Mitzrayim, kein ishafet etchem ne'um Hashem Elokim. As I entered into judgment with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so will I enter into judgment with you, declares Hashem. What is Galus? Why are we here? For the second time in history, Hashem takes his nation to a desert. And just like the first time around, when the goal was not to get to Eretz Yisrael, but to learn to become the nation of Hashem, to earn Eretz Yisrael, that is our why. That is why we are here. A third perspective is offered again by Malbim, who understands this chapter as continuing the theme of the different ways we see Hashem in our world, either through his mastery of the natural world or through Nisim, miraculous moments where Hashem demonstrates his unique relationship with us. And so, Lechu Neranina, as Shabbos descends, bringing her warmth and peace, Tehillim is going to take us on a journey. Through these different lenses, let us delve into the Perek. And through this Perek, let us grant ourselves vision. This first song of Shabbos that takes us into the divine and sublime world of Shabbos allows us, like Radak says, to take a beautiful look into our future of an Olam Haba, messianic world. Or, like Rav Hirsch, to take a giant step back and out of our journey through exile to understand what it is we're trying to achieve here and how to do it. Or like Malbim, to see Hashem in our world, to get to know Hashem and discover the ways he shows himself to us so that right now, right here, we have him in our lives. Verse 1, Pasuk Aleph. Lechu neranana l'Hashem, naria l'tzor yishenu. Let us go and sing to Hashem. Cry out to the rock of our salvation. Verse 2. Let us greet him with thanks. Let us cry out with song for him. Rav Hirsch says, Shabbos lifts us up above all our mundane struggles and reminds us we are on a journey with Hashem, so we rejoice in it, especially when we recall who it is who is taking us on this journey. Verse 3, Kikel Gadol Hashem, Umelach Gadol Kol Elohim. For Hashem is a great God, the great King of all divine beings. And Radak, we will finally be in a world where everyone will see Hashem, where everyone will want to see Hashem. And Malbim, we thank Hashem first and foremost for all the times he saved us. Nekadma Panav B'Sodah, we come to him with thanks. But we also recognize and sing about his daily, albeit power over nature, Bizmiros Nerialo. We cry out in song. Verse 4 and 5 discuss the amazing world Hashem has created. Asher biyado mechkure aretz v'soafos harimlo, asher lo hayam v'hu asahu, v'yabeshes yadav yatzar. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the peaks of the mountains are his. His is the sea, he made it, and the land which his hands fashioned. This is Hashem's world. Svarno says, Tehillim is reminding us that Hashem had goals, functions, and objectives in mind when he created everything in it. And we are finally approaching a time when the world will be used as designed. Verse 6. Bo nishtachave v'nichra'a nivracha lefnei Hashem osenu. Let us come and bow and kneel and bend before Hashem who made us. Verse 6 discusses three types of bows. Hishtachavaya is full prostration, hands and legs stretched before Hashem. Hachra'a is bowing the head, and Nivracha is kneeling. In fact, each part of our body bows before Hashem. It's interesting, Rav Hirsch notes, that the order appears to be reversed. While first, a full prostration, then bowing of the head, as opposed to, let's say, in the Aleinu service, when we sing, V'anachnu korim u'mishtachavim. And that is to let us know that as the Gemara says, kol kima b'schus hishtachavaya, our entire lives in service of Hashem, even the times when we appear to act independently, are all predicated on pure Hishtachavaya, total submission to Hashem. Verse 7, because He is our God and we are His flock. Hayom im bekolos ishmo, today if we will but listen to His voice. Now that we remember that this is a journey, that we are going home, we cry out like the proverbial child, are we there yet? Hasn't it been long enough? The Gemara Sanhedrin tells the story of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, who merited to see Eliyahu HaNavi and asked him the question we would all ask in his position. When will Mashiach come? Eliyahu HaNavi said to him, Mashiach is nearby. Why don't you ask him yourself? And after learning how to recognize Mashiach, he did. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi asked him the question and was thrilled when Mashiach told him, today. The next day, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, filled with sadness, again saw Eliyahu and said to him, Mashiach lied to me? Eliyahu said, no, it's Hayom im bekolos ishma'u, today if you listen to his voice. Mashiach was telling you, it's not really a when question, it's a how. Just like in the first desert, our first journey, it was to teach us one lesson, to listen to Hashem. In this journey too, are you ready to listen to Hashem? That is not only our get out of jail free card, that is the raison d'être of the entire exile. To learn that this is Hashem's world, and we have a special relationship with Him, so that we, more than anyone else, needs to listen. And so when we turn to Hashem and cry out, when will you finally bring us home? He turns it right back on us and asks us, when will you finally be ready to come home? Verse 8, Al takshu levavchem kamriva ki yom masa bamidbar. And verse 9, Asher nisuni avosechem b'chanuni gam re'ufali. Do not be stubborn as at Meriva, as on the day of Masa in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test, tried me, though they had seen my deeds. And in these verses we are told, don't just make the same mistakes as you did last time. Don't test me as they did. Two types of tests discussed here. Nisuni, we tested and wondered again and again, does Hashem truly exist? Does He really love us? And Bechanuni, it's more of a quantitative and qualitative test. How much can He do? How strong is Hashem? Hashem says, although arba'im shana akut bidor, va'omar am to'eli vavhim behim lo yedud rachai, 40 years I was provoked by that generation. I thought they are a senseless people. They would not know my ways. For 40 years I gave to them. I showed my ways to them. I loved them and forgave them, and yet they chose not to learn. Verse 11, concerning them I swore in anger, they shall never come to my resting place. And just like that first desert journey, back to Yechezkel in chapter 20, v'ha'avarti eschem tachas ha'shevet v'hevisi eschem b'masores habris. I will make you pass under the shepherd's staff, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. I will remove from you those who rebel and transgress against me. I will take them out of the countries where they sojourn, but they shall not enter the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am Hashem. There will be another moment like last time, a self-selecting group where we will need to choose. Do we truly want to be the nation of Hashem? For to enter into Menuchasi is actually a decision. Are we ready to enter a world of Menucha, of peace? A world where we recognize that this is God's world, that we are only here to serve Him? Like Yehoshua ben Levi was told, Mashiach is here, ready. Are you ready for Him? Are we ready for Hashem? Are we ready to bow and also prostrate? Are we ready to finally stop our running and journeying and come home? And when we take this message back full circle to its beginning, of course this chapter was chosen to carry us into a world of Shabbos. Because every single Shabbos, regardless of what happened during the week, Shabbos can provide us with that menucha, that peace of mind and peace of soul, that this is God's world. It's not our world. And therefore, we can't control it and we don't need to. We just work here and try our best. And with our beautiful kaleidoscopic, telescopic view of the world, of our exile, of our relationship with Hashem, we can finally enter into a world of menucha, knowing that our efforts to see through these lenses are indeed bringing us and the world one step closer to the full, true salvation.